The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
John Connolly is with me now. He's a Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West and a party spokesperson on higher education. John, why are ye hiking up college registration fees?
Well, we're not. We don't intend to hike them up. I suppose what's important to say at the outset, Kieran, is that for the past 2 years, there have been cost of living packages included in the annual budget. Both parties, the government, led by the Taoiseach and the Minister of Finance, have agreed, due to the economic uncertainty that prevails at the moment, that we will not be in a position to provide a similar cost of living package in this year's budget. However, that doesn't preclude the government, and it won't preclude the government from looking at the existing college fees and seeing how we can alter them and how we can change them, and how we can commit the programme for government commitment to make sure that over the coming years that we reduce the cost of education and that we also ease the financial burden of families who have young people attending third level institutions.
But if it was 2,000 as a contribution fee last year, it's going to be 3,000 this year. I mean, however you dress it up, that's an increase.
Well, it's not clear to me that it will be 3,000 this year, Kieran. I suppose that won't be known until the outcome of the budget negotiations. So that's not clear to me yet. We have to wait and see how the budget negotiations go. And I know that Minister Lawless is fully committed to implementing the programme for government commitment to ease the financial burden. And Minister Lawless in particular has mentioned on numerous occasions and supported fully by the Taoiseach and the party that we're going to look at targeted measures, how we can make sure that those who need the support most to ensure that they can attend third level institutions are facilitated with that support.
Donna McGettigan is with me now, Sinn Féin TD for Clare and that party's higher education spokesperson. Donna, would you agree with that assessment?
No, because as Minister Lawless said, fees are going to revert back, and as you said, whatever way you dress that up, they were 2,000 last year, they're going to revert back, which means 3,000 this year, which means a rise or a hike in fees, and that's the reality of it. And whenever you talk about certainty, you know, I don't know how many times, several times this has been asked, how much will students pay, is it 2,000 or 3,000, and nobody seems to be able to answer that simple question. And that's what students are looking for. They're looking for certainty. They cannot decide what they're going to do. Are they going to be able to afford it? Because in some households might have more than one student in the house. So it won't be just 1,000 to them. And this came right at the time before the CAO change of mind deadline, and just the student union's offices were changing around the country. So the timing of this even was very poor.
I mean, should you have waited until after the CAO change of mind deadline?
Well, they should have certainty of what's happening, so that you can't go into your bank tomorrow and say, I want to borrow money.
I know,
money,
but perhaps that's what the government were trying to do. They're trying to get this kind of out as early as they can.
But it's in the programme for government, so it's there in black and white. So why haven't they come out and said what it is? To have this now, just before students are going into college or in the summer season, when they have to decide now whether they're going to college or not, and now there's uncertainty around that. They're sitting around their kitchen tables and they can't make a decision.
But do you not accept the government logic that this was a measure that wasn't introduced by way of decreasing the cost of accessing college? It was part of the suite of measures, the cost of living measures, which are all being unwound.
No, I don't agree with that. They could have kept this down. They could have kept it as lowering the fees, which is in their programme for government. And they can quite easily do this. And for example, the cost of reducing the fees to 1,500 is 149 million. But that could be paid for simply by scrapping the landlord tax break, which is 160 million. And that was introduced by the last government. And a former economist of the ESRI called this the stupidest tax relief of recent times. So there is measures out there for this to be done.
Yeah, I mean, John, I'm not sure that kind of people at home necessarily kind of think about things in terms of cost of living measures versus promises in the programme for government. They think about how things impact them in their pocket, in their wallet, in their purse. And if something cost €2,000 last year and it's going to cost possibly €3,000 this year, that's going to be a hike, however you want to describe it. And it's coming a week after we learned that we had bumper exchequer returns for the first quarter of this year, way higher than expected. This is terrible optics in the government.
But I think, again, Kieran, it's premature to say that we're going to have the hike in fees. We just don't know that.
The minister called it he said reverting to the pre-pandemic or the kind of pre-cost of living intervention, which would suggest €3,000.
Well, I think it's fair to quote the minister accurately. And what the minister said is there won't be a cost of living package in the budget. And that is the position. But the minister has not ruled out. In fact, the minister has stated time and again that over the lifetime of this government, we are committed to fulfilling the commitment of the programme for government. And that will start, hopefully, this year. The minister actually is working progressively on this. He is going to produce a cost of education options paper prior to the budget. And that will set out as well how we intend to look at the fees in this year's budget. I think it's really important to say also, Kieran, that this year we'll see a substantial increase in the income thresholds that are permitted for the SUSE grants. And we will see for the first time incomes, household incomes of up to €115,000 with additional leniency for dependents in the household. We will see that people in that bracket will be able to gain support for the for third level fees for the next academic year.
So are you saying kind of categorically now that there's a possibility that they will remain at €2,000, that that's just subject of budget negotiation, that they're not necessarily going up at all?
I suppose I'm trying to be very clear and not predict exactly what the outcome of those budgetary negotiations will be. But what I am saying is that the government is fully committed.
I'm not kind of being facetious here, but I'm trying to be very clear by not being clear at all, is what this sounds like.
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, I don't want to mislead people, and I don't want to go down the road of kind of people turning and saying, well, look, in June or July you said X, and now in September you're saying Y. There is a process to be followed here. It's an annual process. We're in the same position as we were this time last year and in 2023, as ironically or Sinn Féin, because it seems to be a political calendar they follow, in that in 2023 they put down a precisely similar motion to the one they're putting to the Dáil tonight. There is a process. It's the budgetary process. It happens annually. And as we reach that point, things will become clearer. But what people can be assured of is that the government are committed to fulfilling the commitment in the programme for government to reduce the cost of the student contribution fee over the lifetime of the government.
Yeah, I know. But the budgetary process doesn't culminate until after the upcoming academic year gets underway. So, I mean, you're right. What people want is certainty. What people listening to the show want to know is, before that budgetary process concludes, my son or daughter is going to be going back to college or starting college. How much am I going to be paying? And I'm not sure kind of your answer of, well, that's subject to budget negotiation is going to fly if the budget doesn't conclude until after the fact.
Well, that's no different to how it has been for the past 2 years. And in the past 2 years, families have benefited during the academic year of that reduction, that temporary reduction in fees.
But that would suggest, sorry, John, but that would suggest that it's going to be 3,000. It's going to be through. There might be further cuts then announced in the budget that will benefit people next year, as per the promises made in the programme for government. But prepare yourself to pay 3,000 euro.
I think to be clear. It's exactly the current position is exactly as it was this time last year. So the change that happened in budget 2025 supported families in the academic year, the 2025 academic year, 2024-2025. Any change that happens in fees in this year's budget will support families in the 2025-2026 academic year. Fees are paid in instalments. Families have the options to pay in instalments. And that is how people benefited in the last academic year from the change that happened in the last.
So don't pay up front, seems to be the advice.
Well, as it was for the past 2 years.
Okay, so don't pay up front. The college might want you to pay up front. Don't do it, because you might be able to claw money back if you're paying by instalments. It could be reduced, seems to be the advice. John Connolly, who is a Fianna Fáil TD and the party's higher education spokesperson. Donna McGettigan is a Sinn Féin TD and that party's higher education spokesperson as well. Thank you both very much for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.